at 6:02 Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop, Drek from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never worse from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and for the next 2 hours, I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. If you want to throw me off my rhythm. Okay, got a bunch of new stuff. Well, new to me. Stuff I've heard, but, some of it I haven't. But new stuff coming up this Sunday. We will be signing up for shows, renew the shows. I'm not going to introduce any drama into this. I hope that I do get to keep it. Coming up on the 3rd, if the creek don't rise and the program director rubber stamps my application, we will have a show that will be all novelties. Or maybe a teen death tune or a golden throw thrown in. So something to look forward to. Why don't we get into it? He's on the Desperate Hours in WMFO Medford.
As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in the coupe. As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in the coupe de ville. A Cadillac rolling on an open road, nothing will outrun my V8 Ford. The Cadillac doing about 95, she's bumper to bumper, rolling side by side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do. The Cadillac pulled up ahead of the Ford. The Ford got hot and wouldn't do no more. It thinned out cloudy and started to rain. Tooted my horn for the passing lane. The rainwater blew all under my hood. I knew that was doing my motor good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Well, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do. Started back doing the things you used to do.
Boo-wop, boo-wop.
The motor cooled down, the heat went down, and that's when I heard that highway sound. The Cadillac sitting like a ton of lead, 100 miles, a half a mile ahead. The Cadillac looking like it's sitting still, caught Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline,
Maybelline.
Why can't you be true?
Maybelline.
Well, Maybelline,
Maybelline.
Why can't you be true?
Maybelline.
Well, you done started back doing the things you used to do.
Boo-wop.
Hey kids, this is Mal Thursday of the Mal Thursday Quintet and the Mal Thursday Show, formerly of Mal Thursday and the Cheetahs and the Malarians, if you were around in the 80s. You are listening to Alex Piondis on the Desperate Hours on WMFO. And I gotta say, Alex is one of my favorite MFOs.
Like you told me you were so in love. Well now tonight you say I'm just not enough. Not tonight, ideas change contour. I just can't take your being unsure. I say every night a new surprise. Every night you're seeing other guys. Every night my tears in my eyes. Every night a new surprise. Night before last you said that it's the end. Well, since that night, you changed your mind again. If you can't decide if I'm your man, you have whims that I can't understand. I said every night, a new surprise. Every night, you're seeing other guys. Every night, more tears in my eyes. Every night, a new surprise.
Hi, this is Robbie White from Silver Spring, Maryland, and I love listening to Alex and the Desperate Hours, because then I can steal all the great songs that he plays and play them on my own radio show. Thank you, Alex.
At 6:18 Eastern Time, these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. The station wants you to know that there's the WMFO General Interest Meeting on Sunday, September 15th at 4 p.m. It's right after we sign up for our shows. So if you think you can do a better job, come on down. Pearson 104, and that's at 62 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville-Medford line. So the Fall General Interest Meeting will be held in Room 104, 62 Talbot Ave, campus of Tufts University. For all prospective and student and community DJs this Sunday, it's September 15th at 4 p.m., 4 to 5. Attend and learn how you could become a DJ in the coolest freeform station on the planet Earth and, as Mr. Shu says, surrounding planets. Anyway, come on down. It's a lot of fun. Well, I'll use the laughs too. But anyway, let me tell you what I played. Let me explain away this first set of the evening. Backing me up with a Mustang. And actually, I picked up another Mustang album this weekend. So I'm going to play something off of that. This is the Mustang Plays the Beatles Songbook. And it's Liverpool is the name of the tracks. It's on a Beatles cover. You just heard The Flower Children and Miniskirt Blues, a track originally released on the Castor label in 1967. I got the compilation Highs in the Mid-60s, Volume 3, came out in 1983 on AIP. Well, that the shouts that I saw a girl track of, played a number of times on my radio incarnations. This one was off of Pebbles Volume 19. It was originally released on the Sonnet label in Denmark in 1965. The Amoeba before that, from the compilation Fuzz, Flakes, and Shakes Volume 2, came out in 1999 on Dionysus. And, there we go. It's one thing we need to fix. Anyway, came out on Dionysus. Rich's original release, it was a Texas band. They recorded on the Mexican Orpheon label in 1965. Before that, a new submission. I don't often play new stuff. I mean, at its core, Desperate Hours is an oldie show. But Mal Thursday with Neil Ford and the Fanatics. Garage legends from the 1960s. Every night a new surprise. Self-release earlier this year. And then we kicked off the show with Cy Oliver and his orchestra channeling Chuck Berry and Maybelline. A track released in 1958 on Bell. Anyway, got a bunch of new tracks in that I found at flea markets. And even one I bought online to honor a request. There's nothing I won't do for the two of yous. Let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
Characters for toys and books. But no matter how hard I try, I can't come up with a character more fun or more wacky than Alex on the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
to the box, and they'll know I've been here before I'm through. If I walk or if I crawl, if I stand or if I fall, let no man tell me what to do. If the pickings lean, and if all of my dreams don't come true, I may never have a lot, but you can bet I call the shots. So let no man tell me what to do. Good love comes along, you get yours, I got mine. I've done all right, even though I missed a few. I stand one man among men. If I sink or if I swim, let no man tell me what to do. If the pickings lean, and if all of my dreams don't come true, I may never have a lot, but you can bet I call the shots. So let no man tell me what to do. So let man tell me what to do.
yeah, it's 6:32 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay. Backing me up is a lot Mustang with Liverpool for plays a Beatles song, songbook. And you just heard the Mustang from another album, Dance to Swing Organ. Came out in 1965 on Somerset. The name of the track was called Undergrad. Before that, Dave Dudley. And Let No Man Tell Me What to Do. From Thanks for All the Miles LP, came out in 1968 on Mercury. And we kicked it off with the Elite and My Confusion, a track originally released on Charade in 1966, which puts them in the Fort Worth area. And I got off the CD version of a Back from the Grave Part 1. Anyway, why don't we get right back into it? Try to get this, get these times in sync before this thing goes down the sink. These are the Desperate Hours.
How you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate Alex Piandez with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University Medford. Douchebag.
Thank you. This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
at 6:45 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay. What's up, Mike Stewart's in the house? Ah, Mike. The two mics, anyway. And Bob. Anyway, hey, thanks, Bob. I think you did change the styling on the thing. And since I'm a man without a show, if they don't get replaced. So thank you for taking care of that. Anyway, you just heard the Motherlode. They were from Canada, believe it or not. But a big hit here in the States in 1969 on Buddha and When I Die. For that, the Black Knights, a song I love. It's off a compilation called Liverpool 1963 to 68. I've had kicking around since the 80s. It was originally released on Columbia in the UK in 1965. The Ventures before that from the Wild Things LP came out in 1966 on Dalton Wild Trip. The Debonairs did Wobble to kick off the set. It was originally released on the Elektra label, not Elektra, but Elektra, in 1962. I got off the compilation, various. It's Twist and Rumble Volume 4. I don't know. This is what happens. That's the downside of teleprompters and cue cards and all that other garbage. Anyway, I'd be remiss, and I should be shouting, giving shout-outs to Joe and Darlene Lacey, who have been serving as de facto associate producers. They give me a lot of fuel for this show, and I get a whole lot of encouragement. So this is including the upcoming... If the creek don't rise and the program director isn't paying attention when she fills out the schedule, I will be here in 2 weeks on October 3rd. We all novelty tunes. Maybe I'll throw in a Teen Deaths tune or a Golden Throat in there somewhere, but it's going to be novelty tunes coming up on October 3rd. 2 hours of that. If you listen to me for 2 hours, you can listen to novelty tunes for 2 hours. Anyway, hats off to Vincent Ebb, who's been tuning in. He hosts a podcast or webcast called Foo Foo Stew on the Mixlr application. You can find it, M-I-X-L-R. He goes on there on Tuesday nights, usually, but goes on other nights as well. It's part of the Funky 16 Corners. Pete Milne, guy I grew up with. Listen here, and some of a loyal listener. And John Savory from the Lakes region. Actually, he's just further south. And he's been a loyal listener to the show as well. You'll correct me, I'm sure. And Bob Donovan's in the house. Anyway, I'll be shouting. I've got to be more mindful of the shouts as I go along in this broadcast. Now, mind you, I've been on the air off and on since 1981. I've never done this. That's why I never think to do it. So I have to train this old brain. Anyway, this next set's going to take us past a point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. I hope you're digging it. And if you're not, get your own show. There's a general interest meeting this Sunday, September 15th at 4 p.m. at Pearson 104, 62 Talbot Avenue, on the Somerville-Medford line, in the middle of the Tufts campus. Check it out. These are the Desperate Hours. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York, and you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time, right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Sound. For my autograph. You're old enough to get my key and have some fun. Happy birthday, 21. When you were only 12, you wrote me a letter. When you were sweet 16, I liked you even better. When you were 20, I only had to wait 1 year. But now you've grown up, your future is sewn up. You can do more than vote and drink beer. If I should smile with sweet surprise, it's just that you've grown up before my very eyes.